Think about how your life could change if you slowed down, consciously choosing to reduce sources of stress and eliminate the superfluous. The Amish show us that this vision is possible and deeply transformative. They remind us that healing is much more than just eliminating a symptom. It means reconnecting with ourselves and with what truly matters. Their simple life, governed by seasonal rhythms and a strong sense of community, offers a concrete solution to modern-day problems: stress, anxiety, alienation, and an increasing dependence on quick and industrial remedies. This book is structured to take you on a journey into this wisdom, exploring the fundamental principles of the Amish apothecary, their herbal remedies, and seasonal healing practices. It will also show you how to integrate these methods into your daily life. If you are here, it is likely that you are searching for something deeper and more meaningful for your health and well-being. Perhaps you feel the need to escape the superficiality of our culture, to reconnect with nature, or simply to live in a more mindful and fulfilling way. This book does not offer a magic formula, but rather a tool to rediscover the roots of a healthy and rewarding life. Through the pages that follow, you will discover that it is not necessary to live in a rural community to benefit from this wisdom. With small steps and conscious choices, you too can integrate the principles and practices of the Amish into your life. Healing and well-being are neither a luxury nor a privilege, but a right and a personal responsibility. Get ready to learn how, with just a few changes, you can regain control of your health by embracing a more natural and authentic approach. In a world that often pulls us away from our essence, this book invites you to slow down, reflect, and take action, guiding you toward a life in harmony with nature, yourself, and those around you. Welcome to this journey toward a more authentic well-being. Chapter 1. Who are the Amish? To fully understand the healing practices and values of a community, it is essential to start from its origins. Only by knowing the historical and cultural context that has shaped the Amish can we truly appreciate the choices that define their way of life today. Their traditions, rooted in centuries of history, are the result of a rejection of modernity and the manifestation of a value system built with sacrifice and resilience. Understanding these roots allows us to grasp the deeper meaning of their actions and beliefs, laying the foundation for a comprehension that starts from the very essence of who they are and what they value. Origins and values. The Amish movement has deep roots in the tumultuous period of the Protestant Reformation in the 16th century. During this time, the Anabaptists emerged as a distinct group within the broader religious reform movement. The term Anabaptist means rebaptizer, a definition that reflected their rejection of infant baptism. The Anabaptists believed that only adults who were conscious and convinced of their faith could be baptized, making the act a personal and spiritual choice. This radical doctrine clashed with the dominant beliefs of both the Catholic and Protestant churches, for whom infant baptism was an established practice. The Anabaptists were accused of heresy and fiercely persecuted. Many were imprisoned, tortured, and publicly executed. Despite this, the movement survived, finding refuge in underground communities and developing a unique resilience that would become the foundation of their faith. The persecution strengthened their determination to live according to their principles, isolating themselves from the outside world to preserve the purity of their doctrine. Beyond adult baptism, the Anabaptists emphasized the separation of church and state, a revolutionary vision in an era where religious and political institutions were closely intertwined. This belief further put them at odds with political and religious authorities. To protect their faith and values, the Anabaptists began forming isolated agricultural communities based on self-sufficiency and cooperation. Towards the end of the 17th century, a central figure emerged within the Anabaptist movement, Jacob Ammon, a Swiss religious leader. Ammon was convinced that discipline and consistency were essential to maintaining the purity of faith. However, these ideas led to a conflict with the Mennonites, another Anabaptist branch that shared many of the same origins. The main divergence concerned the concept of meidong, or shunning. Ammon believed that community members who violated the ordnung, the moral and behavioral code, should be excommunicated.